Willingness in Food Addiction, an article on foodrelapse.com. I came into the program with high hopes for the 12-step progress because I had seen it work in my life with alcohol. In the beginning, I was on a pink cloud and the abstinence fairy hit me on the head with his or her wand and made it easy. However, years later, when I was in the middle of a chronic relapse cycle, I had a lot less confidence in it. In retrospect, I should have had a little more because I was finally given the gift of desperation and pain. I hear people talking about praying for willingness all the time. I remember hearing a woman at a convention saying that willingness, when it came to addiction, is highly overrated. And there is the truth that had Bill W. and Dr. Bob waited until they were willing to stop, there still would not be a program. But I can also see now that for me, it was the pain that drove me to willingness. I don't think one can make a conscious decision to be willing, but rather it is something one needs to be driven to by the pain. And even then, I couldn't be sure that this time would be different from the hundreds of other times I had tried to get my abstinence back in the past. The main thing I got through that pain was the willingness to take my brain out of the decision-making process. I needed to be willing to go to somebody and simply say, "Tell me what to do," and take direction. Otherwise, my diseased brain would have wanted to negotiate my surrender, and that never works. Finding the ability to reduce one's ego to accept help and take direction isn't easy, but it is the key to starting to recover in a 12-step program. When I see someone coming to program saying, "I'm not willing to do this or that," I tend to believe that I am seeing a person setting themselves up to fail. However, there is a certain logic in that defiant person's head based on past experience. They have done well in the past being the determiner of their actions, and often they are well above average in intelligence. The idea of saying, "Okay, I give up, just tell me what to do," is an anathema to them. But that's where the second part of the second step has to come into play. Could restore us to sanity. This is one of the maddening things about this disease. We first have to realize we're not sane, at least around the food. It's so hard because we're often so sane and intelligent in all the other areas of our lives. This is a specific kind of insanity, though. If it were broader, let's say it caused me to start speaking in tongues or all of a sudden finding myself wandering down the street, then it would be easy to say, "Wow, I'm messed up. I better let somebody else tell me what to do." But this is another part of the disease, giving up control. It's very hard for some of us because at earlier points in our lives, control was essential and not having it was dangerous. In looking back, I thought the main thing I needed was a higher power. Today, I see that for me, there needs to be a hierarchy of higher powers, plural. First and most importantly was a sponsor. At that exact moment of surrender, I needed a sponsor much more than I needed a higher power. A crusty old-timer in program, someone with 40 years of abstinence and 50 years of sobriety, says, "The problem with OA is that there are too many people who find a higher power before they find a food plan." I didn't want a sponsor because I didn't want to be accountable to another person, especially about my food. I didn't want to have to tell someone what I was eating, and I certainly didn't want to have to tell someone when I screwed up. Getting that sponsor was the key to my recovery, and getting the right sponsor. I used to say at meetings, "I'm looking for a sponsor that I resonate with." Well, the translation of that was, I'm looking for a clone of myself. A passage in OA's Tools of Recovery hits the nail right on the head with this subject. Find a person who has what you want, and ask he or she how they are achieving it. I guess my higher power figured I'd had enough. This March will be 20 years back in program, and through the grace and help of many people in program, not my own efforts. But it will be my efforts if I choose to give it up. Luckily, I keep the memory of my relapse fresh by working with relapsers daily. As someone said at a meeting once, I'm not a slow learner, I'm a quick forgetter.